Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
617-931-1234. Call or text. We want to know what you're getting into over the holidays, especially if you're doing something like really wild and shocking. Please tell us. So me and Lana and Barrett and Cisco are all getting in my truck in about 8 hours, and we are leaving for Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to drive about halfway tonight to around Aberdeen, Maryland.
Perfect.
And then
perfect.
We'll spend the night there, and then we'll get up in the morning, drive the rest of the way. We're going to be staying with Lana's sister, Lane, and her husband, Jacob. They have two dogs. They just got a new puppy not that long ago.
Are you bringing Cisco?
Yeah, Cisco's coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll have the three dogs.
How long's that drive if you were just going to power through and do it straight?
Probably 14 hours.
Okay, that's a hike.
Yeah, and they have a new house, so they're excited to host. You know, normally they come up here,
mm-hmm.
So they're going to be hosting, and it's kind of bittersweet. I mentioned this yesterday. You know, Lana's mom passed, Mimi, and this is her first year. She's not around, and so Lana and Lane just wanted to be together.
I love that.
And us not having Mimi here, too. Like, mm-hmm. It was always just having another person around that we were responsible for the holidays. We were supposed to go to Charleston, South Carolina afterwards for a couple of days, but Lana's got some stuff going on at the office, so we canceled that part of the trip. So we're going to come back and just be back here for New Year's Eve. So that is kind of the, you know.
Fantastic.
Pretty low-key.
14 hours with the wife, the kid, and the dog in the car. Good luck.
Well, no, it's 6 hours at a time.
28 hours because it's down and back.
Who's counting?
And we know how.
But you're stopping. What? You're not doing 12 hours. You have time.
We also know how reliable my truck is, right?
Yeah, no engine problems there.
Yeah, yes, I am taking.
I can't believe you didn't run a car. That floored me. You and two humans and a dog and your stuff in a Jeep. I drove my Jeep from Des Moines, Iowa to Charleston, South Carolina once with two women and our luggage. Nightmare fuel. Felt every bump.
It's going to be fun.
Freezing cold.
It's going to be a blast. We're going to have a good time. Loretta's from Lowell. Where are you and your husband? Good morning. Where are you flying to?
London.
Oh, nice. When do you leave?
So we leave Monday. He is British, and he has family still in London, and we haven't seen them in several years, and so we're surprising them.
Do they don't
oh
know you're coming?
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, we told one cousin just to make sure that the rest of the family was going to be there because we don't want to be, like, showing up. And
then everybody
else
went out of town.
Are you staying in a hotel or are you just showing up? Like, hope your spare room's available.
Normally, we would stay with them, but we're going to stay at a hotel around the corner. And
smart.
We're just going to, like, be at the cousin's house and open the door when everybody shows up.
My my mom did that to me when I was in my first marriage and we were living in Germany, and she showed up like 2 days before Christmas unannounced with like six people, my grandmother, my aunt, my uncle, my brother, and we had just had the twins. I was like, this is not right. It was utter chaos. And she did not get a hotel.
Well, don't forget to look right. We want you to make it back.
Great advice.
I always forget.
No, thank God it's painted on every single street. So right.
Have fun in Jolly Olds. Hope you get a full English breakfast.
Heather's from Groton. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Carson and Kennedy. How are you?
Good. She's driving right now to the hospital. What's going on?
I'm going to get two artificial discs put in my neck. So I'm having spine surgery today, 4 days before Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That's a wonderful gift.
Yes.
Yeah, that's wild.
So, gift of spinal mobility.
Yeah, how long does the surgery take?
I don't think it's more than a couple hours. Like, they expect them. It's a pretty quick recovery from what I understand. So
no, don't say that out loud. You take all the time you need and let people wait on you. Do that.
Oh, right. I'm going to be out of work for a month. Sorry, Mom.
Do that. Yep. That. All of those things. All of those things. Well, you only get to use it. You get to use these excuses very few times in your life, so use them.
You sound like you're in great spirits. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad you're positive.
You know, it's out of my hands.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
Completely out of my hands. And I remember when Kennedy was going through her surgeries, and she was like, you know, it is what it is, and it's out of my hands. And
enjoy the nap.
You know, you just want to. Yeah, I love the medically sanctioned nap.
Correct.
I am not going to lie.
There's nothing like it in the whole wide earth.
Awesome.
All right, well, call us after the first of the year. We want to know how you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the well wishes. Have a great holiday.
All right.
Thanks.
Well,
thanks. You too.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our good friend Timely from Worcester.
Yay.
They are all going to, you're going to New York City?
No, we are not. I wish. No, we're going to...
Where are you going?
To York Beach, Maine for what my six-year-old son calls the Happy New Year.
Aww.
I love York Beach.
It is nice.
Yeah, we rent a hotel room and they have a pool and the kids just go wild in the pool for like 3 days straight, and it's a nice little family tradition we've created.
That is parenting 100. You find a hotel with an indoor pool in the middle of winter. That is, yeah.
Yep.
Well, have a good New Year's.
That
have a great time.
LIVIN.
Yes,
all right. Bye, Timely.
Bye.
Is it Deanna from Woonsocket?
Yes, it is.
Bro.
How are you?
I'm jealous. Tell everybody where you're going.
Well, we're going to Phoenix, and then we're driving to Vegas for the Christmas holiday.
Let's go!
Finally, a woman that knows how to live.
This woman has culture.
Vegas is amazing at Christmas, so this will be like our fourth trip we've gone at Christmas. Everybody is really nice. It's not a lot of crowds, and you can get half-price show tickets.
Oh, have a blast. That sounds awesome.
Bet it all.
I feel like if you're going on Christmas, you got to bet it all on red.
You have to. Normally it would be black, Kennedy.
No, the color is always red.
Oh, it is always red. Oh, sorry. Well, have a great time. And real quick, our good friend Heather from Ashby, you're going to be dressing up as Mrs. Claus?
Yes. Tomorrow for work, we're having a Polar Express. I work with kids that have autism, ages 2 to 4. But on Saturdays, there's also kids that come in that are ages up till 12. After our session, we're going to be dressing up as, you know, my coworker's going to dress up as Santa Claus, and I dress up as Mrs. Aww. Claus, and we're going to be taking pictures.
You're such a good doobie.
Thank you. I did it last year, too. So now it's kind of like my role.
Wow.
Well, every good Santa needs a Mrs. Claus.
Yes. Behind every good Santa.
Yes.
Yep. There's a Mrs. Claus with a plate of cookies.
All right, well, have
Keeping
a good holiday.
The whole operation up north running.
Thank you. You too.
All right, bye, Heather. And producer Dan, you getting ready to hop on an airplane?
Yeah, I am out of here as soon as the show ends. I got a flight at Logan at 11:30. My brother is meeting me.
Yep.
We're flying down together to South Florida.
Nice.
I'm gonna be down there for 2 weeks. I come back like January 4th.
Southwest Florida.
Southwest Florida.
Yeah. It's very nice over there this time of year, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What's the weather gonna be like? 70s?
77, 78,
oh,
like
so
every
jealous.
Day. There's one day where it's like 60 and I was outraged.
Right.
And then I look back here and it's going to be like 9, so I was less outraged. And then after the holidays, Kaylee's going to meet me on the 26th and come down for a week.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to do some touristy excursion stuff, I think, too.
Yay.
And just be in the sun and not have an alarm that goes off at 4. It's going to be awesome.
Go ahead, Dan.
Have a great time. Are you going to see your cousin, DJ Baby Ann, while you're down there?
You know, maybe. They all live in like the Central Florida, Orlando area.
Right.
It's like a 3-hour drive. We can take a trip.
All right. Well, if you see her, tell her I said hello.
Yes, I have a cousin who is a famous DJ in South Florida.
And
the
Carson just wants to be.
I've been a fan of
so
hers
much.
Since like the early 90s, Dan. You don't know.
He's an OG. He's
I am
a real
an OG
one.
DJ Baby Ann fan. That's all I'm
I'll
saying.
I'll let her know.
You tell her I said Merry Christmas.
<We'll do. laughs>